24/7 hash today and experience the power of Stanbic Cash Advance with Stanbic Bank. T's and C's apply.
This time check is brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
13 hours on Phoenix FM. Up next, the main news.
This time check was brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
Phoenix FM.
Check, check.
There we go.
106.7. Bonzi.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
Vakopala, this Saturday, 26th April, Tuleleta Absa semifinals, Palevi. The stakes are higher. The tension is evident. Our Yellow, the Power Dynamos, will take on the Airmen, Red Arrows. And Zesco, Zegamambu, battles our Red Vankana FC in a heated bid to win at the Levi Wanawasa Stadium. Who will make it to the final showdown? Catch the games at 12:30 and 15 hours to see who will make it to the final. Grab your tickets now at ShopRite CompuTicket, VIP 300 Kwacha, West Wing 150 Kwacha, East Wing 50 Kwacha, South and North Wing 30 Kwacha, and Early Bed 20 Kwacha.
Your story matters, Absa.
Good afternoon. The headlines. Tonse Alliance probes alleged leadership hijack plot by suspected Socialist Party officials. ECZ says accurate information critical to safeguarding electoral process. And in global news, Pope Francis's body moved to St. Peter's Basilica for lying in state. With the 13 hours main news bulletin on Phoenix, I am Paddy Mugando. The Tonse Alliance has launched a probe into an alleged plot by some named Socialist Party officials to hijack the Alliance leadership following an audio recording which is circulating on social media. Alliance spokesperson Sean Tembo says the grouping is gravely concerned about the audio in which senior officials of the Socialist Party are heard allegedly plotting to overthrow Alliance Chairman Edgar Lungu, who is currently undergoing medical examinations in Johannesburg, South Africa. In the audio, which has gone viral on social media, Socialist Party Chairperson for International Relations, Akende Membe, daughter of Party President Fred Membe, and their National Youth Chairman, Kelvin Kaunda, along with unidentified individuals, reportedly discussed plans to hijack the Alliance leadership and ridiculed Dr. Lungu's medical condition. Mr. Tembo says the Tonse Alliance has since invoked Article 23, Article 1 of its constitution to establish an ad hoc disciplinary committee tasked with investigating the matter and recommending appropriate actions to the Council of Leaders. He has disclosed that the Alliance has also formally written to Dr. Membe demanding an explanation over the alleged conspiracy and requesting justification for why the Socialist Party's recent application to join the Alliance should still be considered. Mr. Tembo has further revealed that the disciplinary committee has given Patriotic Front PF Secretary General Raphael Nakachinda and Acting PF President Given Luvinda 7 days to explain recent clandestine meetings held with Socialist Party leadership and other unidentified individuals that occurred without the knowledge or consent of the Tonse leadership.
The basis of the Tonse Alliance Ad Hoc Disciplinary Committee writing to Honorable Raphael Nakachinda and Honorable Given Luvinda is that the said meetings, which the two have been having with the Socialist Party officials, were done without the knowledge or blessings of the Tonse Alliance and only came to light when some pictures were leaked out. Therefore, the said meetings can appropriately be referred to as clandestine. In this regard, the Tonse Alliance Ad Hoc Disciplinary Committee has given both Honorable Raphael Nakachinda and Honorable Given Luvinda a period of 7 calendar days to exculpate themselves.
But the Socialist Party Deputy General Secretary for Administration, Maximo Mutambo, has dismissed the audio, describing it as cheap propaganda aimed at weakening the growing unity among the opposition in Zambia. Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ Commissioner McDonald Jepensi, has emphasized the importance of a robust and healthy information ecosystem in the lead-up to elections, noting that the prevalence of accurate information over misinformation is critical to safeguarding the electoral process. Speaking at a workshop on healthy information ecosystems and elections in Zambia and Malawi, sponsored by the Open Society Foundation, Mr. Jepensi said access to reliable information and the protection of freedom of expression are fundamental pillars in building public trust in the Electoral Commission. Mr. Jepensi has warned that when misinformation is manipulated, it can become a serious threat to national peace and democratic integrity, potentially undermining election outcomes and breeding instability. He has further expressed concern about the tendency of some stakeholders to avoid engaging directly with the ECZ and instead relying on unofficial sources, which he says creates a vacuum that fuels misinformation and misinterpretation of the Commission's work.
Are no longer abstract threats. They are real challenges that we, as election management bodies and stakeholders in the democratic and electoral processes, must confront head on. These are not things that we have just yet. We have seen some of us have been affected, you, exiting, and all those things. These are the realities that have come with you. Here is Zambia. The Electoral Commission of Zambia has made the difference to improve stakeholder engagement and information dissemination, from traditional outreach programs to innovative digital platforms.
Meanwhile, the chairperson of the Electoral Commission of Malawi echoed similar sentiments, highlighting the damaging impact of hate speech and misinformation, particularly among illiterate populations, exacerbated by the rapid spread of digital technologies. A 30-year-old man of Lusaka has been apprehended for impersonating a senior Zambia Army officer and falsely promising military recruitment in exchange for money. Southern Province Police Commanding Officer Auxencio Daka explains that the suspect, identified as Isaac Twafua of Makeni Villa in Lusaka and originally from Ketani Village in Mumbwa District, was arrested on the 21st of April 2025 after a tip-off led Zambia Army officers to a residence in Joma's Riverside area. Mr. Daka says the suspect allegedly uploaded photos of himself wearing a Brigadier General's uniform to a WhatsApp group and solicited money from unsuspecting members under the pretense of helping them get recruited into the Zambia Army. In a statement, Mr. Daka says the suspect admitted to the allegations but claimed the photo had been digitally edited by one Oscar Nyirenda of Garden Chululu in Lusaka and that he does not own any military uniform. He adds that a search at his residence led to the recovery of several items, including one military triangle hat, one military green belt, two drill canes, two smartphones with wallpapers of him in uniform, and seven additional smartphones. The Zambia Consumer Association, ZACA, and the Commuter Rights Association of Zambia, CRAZ, has raised concerns over increasing reports of illegal fare practices by some Yango taxi drivers, calling the behavior exploitative and unlawful. In a joint statement, the two associations have expressed deep concern over complaints from commuters who claim that certain Yango drivers are demanding payments above the fare set and agreed upon through the official digital platform. According to ZACA Executive Secretary Juba Sakala and CRAZ Chairperson Aaron Kamuti, this practice not only undermines consumer rights, but also constitutes extortion, which is a serious violation of the law and the principles of fair business conduct. The statement, signed by both Mr. Sakala and Mr. Kamuti, has emphasized that a fare confirmed and accepted through the Yango app is a binding agreement and has challenged taxi drivers who may feel that they are making losses to leave the system and return to their traditional modes of operation. The two organizations say any attempt by a driver to demand extra charges beyond the amount agreed is considered both unethical and illegal, and has since called on the Road Transport and Safety Agency, RATSA, and the management of Yango Zambia to take swift action against the exploitative trend in the digital transport sector. In global news, the body of Pope Francis has been moved from his Vatican residence to St. Peter's Basilica to allow the faithful